Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history as it's being made. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Lots to talk about. I want to start with probably one of my least favorite members of Congress, although he has a lot of competition, Matt Gaetz. But, you know, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Lauren Boebert of Bobert of Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Gohmert of Texas, Gossert of Arizona, Nunez of California, Mo Brooks of Alabama. There are a lot of pieces of work, hurting this country, but Matt Gaetz takes the crown. He takes the blue ribbon for that, believe me. Some bad things just happened to Matt Gaetz. We're going to talk about it a little bit later today, too, but one of them has to be said right at the top. Matt Gaetz had a good buddy named Joel Greenberg in Florida, and Joel Greenberg was the tax collector for Seminole County, Florida. Now, you might say, what's a tax collector? I mean, here in Wisconsin, we have the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. You send your taxes in, they credit them. If you don't send them in, they go after you. Very simple. You don't elect the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Property taxes, you know, you get a bill, you pay it. Otherwise, you get a notice. But in Florida, for some reason, each county has a tax collector. I don't know what he does. Honest to Pete, I don't know what he does.
Carries a gun.
But he's a tax collector, and there he is. Joel Greenberg had some extracurricular interests over and above collecting taxes, and among them were human trafficking of minors, bribery, stalking, usurping the identity. In one case, he was angry at somebody or wanted something from somebody, so he wrote false messages to the guy's employer at a school, saying he'd done certain things he hadn't done. Anyway, he is in deep trouble, Joel Greenberg. Well, Joel Greenberg has an ace in the hole, and that is Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg and Matt Gaetz are besties. They're best buddies, traveled together. And the feds, the U.S. attorney, is investigating whether or not Matt Gaetz also was engaged in trafficking. Well, it was announced yesterday that Joel Greenberg has entered into plea negotiations with the U.S. attorney and is likely to enter a plea, perhaps by the end of April. Now, I don't believe they can do it that quickly. For something as serious as that, coming to an agreement and then getting it reduced to writing is going to take much more, in my view, than the next couple of weeks, although it could happen. But whether it's April or May or whenever it is, if Joel Greenberg cops a plea, he's going to turn on Matt Gaetz. The U.S. attorney doesn't say to somebody, okay, well, oh, you want to plead guilty? Okay, I'll go real light on you and let you off. They don't do that. They only give you some accommodation in sentencing or the kind of charges that are brought against you if you can finger somebody farther up the food chain than you. They're not looking for little fish. Joel Greenberg's not a little fish himself. I mean, Joel Greenberg is an elected official. That's a good prize for a U.S. attorney. But if you can point the finger to somebody in the Congress, like Matt Gaetz, that's farther up the food chain, and that will get you some relief. What kind of relief? Perhaps dismissal of some charges. Definitely a recommendation that to the judge that he cooperated, and cooperation is a very, very big deal when it comes to sentencing. and very likely from the prosecutor a recommendation of a significantly shorter time period in any kind of jail or prison. So instead of looking at decades in prison, he might be looking at a few years. I don't know. I haven't sat in on their plea negotiations, but that's how it works. Go before the judge, U.S. attorney will say, Your Honor, this gentleman, Mr. Greenberg, has been fully cooperative with the U.S. attorney, and he has given the U.S. attorney valuable information, and he will testify at trial if one of the other people involved with him go to trial to buttress the U.S. attorney's case. So therefore, we recommend X. Maybe charged with only one or two crimes, maybe few years in jail rather than 20 years, that kind of thing. Again, we don't know the exact specifics of what Greenberg is willing to do, but if they have a very tight case against him and he's looking at spending the rest of his life in jail, believe me, he will turn like a dog on Matt Gaetz. So in any event, when they walked out of the courtroom after the latest court episode, Greenberg's lawyer, who's kind of a smarmy individual, you know, he's a criminal defense lawyer, but I know a lot of criminal defense lawyers and they're very good people and they're honest, and I'm sure, and I hope this guy is too, but his personality, you know, and he was coy and he was quite pleased with himself for being in front of the cameras. And he goes something like, well, I was hoping if I could just keep talking, I wouldn't have to answer these questions, but, and then he dramatically pauses, you know, he gets his 15 minutes of fame and he says, well, I believe that Matt Gaetz is feeling very uncomfortable right now.
I'm glad that Matt you brought Gaetz, this up.
Yeah, what do you think, Evan?
Just that, yeah, it's a viral moment. He's a lawyer.
It was a viral moment, phrase. It's in all of the headlines.
It gives us nothing substantive. It doesn't tell us anything real about the case or his plea deal, pending plea deal or anything. It's, like you said, it's a quip.
Right. And you know what's funny about it? No, it's not funny. I mean, this is a very tragic thing overall. But what is curious about it is that by saying something like, you know, well, I'm not going to get into details, but if Matt Gaetz is feeling very uncomfortable right now, he might as well say. I mean, he's flat out practically saying Joel Greenberg trafficked and Matt Gaetz rode shotgun and he trafficked with him. I mean, that's literally he baked that into one sentence. So for whatever it's worth, Matt Gaetz is having a very, very tough time, because if he goes to trial, he can deny whatever he wants, you know, and presumably he will. They'll have evidence. They'll have hotel receipts and they'll have traffic receipts. And I don't know if they'll have any of the testimony from the victims. But if a guy gets on the stand and says, look, I'm his best buddy on this, and he and I did this, and we went there, and we did that, and we did that, you know, then Matt Gaetz is a problem. And then he has a right to testify, but he also has a right not to testify. And he cannot be, it cannot be used against him to incriminate him. The prosecutor cannot say, if Matt Gaetz doesn't testify, well, listen, this guy could have set the record straight. There he is sitting beady-eyed over there, and he's not testifying. Clearly, he's guilty. Prosecutor can't say that. Prosecutor cannot even comment on the fact that he didn't testify. So Matt Gaetz has a real problem. If he doesn't testify, he's a member of Congress, and the tax collector for Seminole County just say that they're besties and they went across state lines trafficking, and Gaetz is sitting there silent. The jury is instructed that the fact that Gaetz didn't testify can't be used against him, but human nature is human nature. Jury's also supposed to bring their common sense to the courtroom. On the other hand, if Matt Gaetz gets up there and he testifies, let me tell you something. From many years of experience of seeing juries are human lie detectors. They're human lie detectors. You get 12 people from all walks of life with all kinds of life experiences listening to somebody. Believe me, there is nobody that I've ever met who can hoodwink all of them, not all of them. And then it goes back to the jury. So stand by. Today, for the first time, a GOP member of Congress, Grand Old Party, it used to be the Grand Old Party, no longer is anymore, but a Republican member of Congress called on Matt Gaetz to resign. That was Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. And Adam Kinzinger is somebody I have a lot of respect for. He's a Republican. He's a conservative, but he's honest. He's read the Constitution. He voted to impeach Donald Trump. And he has said right out, we've got to get rid of QAnon. We've got to get rid of Donald Trump and restore a conservative, honest, constitutional Republican Party. And he got up and he said, look, in effect, I mean, I don't care who this is. If he were a Democrat, I'd say he should resign. But it happens to be Matt Gaetz, and it's very sad, but he should resign. And usually that's a bit like the snow on a mountain in March. The avalanche starts, gets a little warm, a couple of patches start to shift, and then suddenly it all shifts. Nobody is coming to Matt Gaetz's defense. The guy that did initially, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio, has suddenly been very quiet. Donald Trump has been very quiet. The word is from his camp that he wanted to defend Matt Gaetz and that people talked him out of it because of the seriousness of the charges. In other words, Matt Gaetz was one of his prime sycophants. Matt Gaetz, at one time, somebody said to him, do you have any regrets in politics? He said, I have only one regret, and that is I have only one life to serve Donald Trump. Come on, come on. It's almost a theological statement. Nathan Hale. Nathan Hale, great patriot of the Revolutionary War, said they hanged him. The British caught him as he was a spy. They hanged him. And as they hanged him, he had some final words. And he said, Nathan Hale, quote, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country, end quote. He was a patriot. He didn't say, I regret that I have but one life to give for Donald Trump or King George or whatever. So it's a perversion of that beautiful sentiment for Matt Gaetz to have said that. But when he did say it, Donald Trump is in a dilemma because Donald Trump, you know, when a guy pledges fealty to you to that degree, that sycophantic, servile degree, which is essentially what Trump did towards Putin. He just licked his boots like an anteater. He had a long tongue and he started his boots and he went up to his hat. His hat, he kept licking Vladimir Putin, destroying NATO, destroying the EU, not permanently, but putting serious dents in it that Biden has to cure. Well, this guy, Matt Gaetz, was exactly like that to Trump. Trump was Matt Gaetz's Putin. And Trump is turning on him, not turning on him by saying he's guilty, but sitting very silently, very, very silently. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.